After being no-hit for seven innings, the Brewers scored twice in the eighth to pull out a 2-1 win and a sweep of the Cardinals at AmFam Field. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Garrett Mitchell broke up Dustin May's no-hit bid with a double to lead off the eighth. Brewers would then score on a Christian Yelich single and a Cardinal error to pull out the win.
You feel like you kind of stole one a little bit, you know, and as a credit to our pitchers for keeping us in the game. You know, we were only chasing one run, so even though things weren't going real good for us on offense, you know, when you're only down one, like anything can happen, it can change quick, and we were fortunate to get some traffic there in the eighth inning and do just enough.
Yelich on Cardinal right-hander Dustin May.
I mean, he's got really good stuff, but he was executing really well, you know, keeping guys off balance and, you know, getting us to expand off the plate a little bit, and he's making some great pitches, so he did a great job.
Aaron Ashby earned his ninth win in relief. May charged with his sixth loss after striking out nine. Cubs finally ended their lengthy losing streak, ending a 10-game slide with a 10-4 victory over the Pirates last night. Packers running back Josh Jacobs released from jail amid domestic violence allegations. The Brown County District Attorney's Office says a scheduled court hearing Wednesday canceled because investigators believe additional evidence may exist that would impact whether charges are filed. The Packers held their second OTA workout yesterday. Matt LaFleur said Micah Parsons not expected to be ready for the start of training camp, but things are looking up for tight end Tucker Kraft.
Tuck looks great right now. I mean, you want him out there. He looks so good, you want to put him out there, but certainly we're still early in that process, and hopefully he'll be ready to go either by training camp or early in training camp.
Hurricanes will win away from the Stanley Cup Final. Carolina beating Montreal 4-0 in Game 4 of the Eastern Conference Finals and now have a 3-1 lead in that series. In the Midwest League, it was Peoria splitting with Wisconsin, winning 6-0. Wisconsin wins 12-7. And Beloit downs Lake County 4-2. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.